The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, fourth day of October 2018. I've got callers in queue. Let me not wait. Chris in Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Good afternoon, John. Like you, I share your passion, your anger at this criminal conspiracy, these de facto foreign judges, truly Roman Catholica Christo Synagogue of Satan actors, bad actors, who are following their judicial canons, war canons against we the people, and they're falsely interpreting things as constitutional, which have no semblance whatsoever. In fact, what we're seeing is Sovietization, unification, Zionification, and Bolshevikation, if you could call that a word, Bolshevism, being installed here in America so they can unload on the rest of us and have us all deemed to be enemies of the state, which apparently we still are.
Or at least a deplorable that's subject to government intrusion into your life just to make sure that you're not one of them.
Well, or you could wind up on the terrorist watch list like me. This is something I'm still working on. Sorry about the noise. You caught me up on the freeway. I apologize. But this is an important topic. You're exactly right. Kavanaugh, there are many reasons that they could have talked about and asked questions that were salient and relevant material instead of this frivolity and this salacious mutilation of the public's interest over this fabricated, hypothecated, alleged sex crime, which never occurred, because this woman is a specialist at devising false memory syndromes for CIA agents to teach them how to professionally lie and how to cover it up on a polygraph and other aspects of creating false illusions of being something other than what you are as a crisis actor or actress.
And you're exactly right. Back in 2008, Ford published an article on self-hypnosis used to retrieve and create artificial situations.
Oh, absolutely. And this flight schedule, that's a CIA operative. She's flying into places in the guise of being a psychoanalyst or some other crap, doing intel work as a CIA operative with her daddy who runs the bank for the CIA, Ralph P., Blase, or whatever his name is. Maybe she's Blazing Lips, Ford, from what I can tell, from what I read about it. But the whole thing is insane. But I want to hear the new caller calling in and see what he has to say about it. And I appreciate you letting me have me chime in and express my feelings about it.
All right. It's rush hour out there right now. Be careful.
You bet.
All right. Much like the government used the Department of Agriculture back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. These were CIA operations, but they would use personnel from the Department of Agriculture to go in and do their deeds. I talked to the guy that got the Philippine president out of the Philippines. Remember that one? Marcos? I talked to the guy that went and retrieved him. He was operating on CIA orders. Johnny in New York. Hello, Johnny.
How are you, Mr. Statmiller, my brother?
Hi.
Listen, where do I start? Yeah, political theater is my take on this, you know. Simply weapons of mass distraction.
Yep.
And what I got, Mr. Statmiller, is some very interesting stuff. I had talked to you the last time I spoke about my friend who wrote this book about gematria, the numerical coding to our language.
Yeah.
And here's the code. Just show you that Martin Luther King was killed on April 4th, 1968. That was a year to the date of the great speech that he had beyond Vietnam, and also called When Silence is a Betrayal, the Time to Break the Silence is Now. He came against the triad of evil: racism, economical exploitation, and here's the one that what cost him his life. He came against militarism. He planned for an encampment in Washington, D.C. in the summer of 68. He was killed on the anniversary of that speech. That speech was here in New York at Riverside Church, Harlem, New York, April 4th, 1968. He was killed. Never got to do that peace movement there in Washington, D.C. But look, K is the 11th letter on our alphabet. I is the 9th. 11 and 9 is 20. L is the 12th letter, is 32. Again, another 12 is 44. 11 plus 9 plus 12 plus 12 is 44. He was killed on 4-4 by the code. The police came out with the song Murder by Numbers. It's spelled as ABC123. The Kabbalists who created this code and in their book of formation talked about how God created the world by merging letters into numbers.
Okay.
Zachary K. Hubbard's book is a fine book that needs to be read by everyone, and you can see exactly how they've done this. I'm hoping to get him on your show.
Johnny?
I'm going to give him your number, Johnny. Hopefully you will give him some time, because this is a brilliant man. He's a man that cracked the code.
Okay.
I want to give everybody a warning. This man was able to predict false flag shooting that occurred in Las Vegas last year. He said, watch on the Day of Atonement, the three-day holiday, because the Zionist Ashkenazi Jews love to do these type of rituals on this date. He said, watch out for the largest false flag since 9/11. He said, the last 2 days of September, the first day of October. These holidays always move from year to year because they're based on the moon cycle. But anyway, he called the date. And what happens on 10-1? You had the Las Vegas shooting. You had this man, so-called Paddock, who did it. Paddock was a patsy, just like Lee Harvey Oswald and the rest, James Earl Ray. Here you go. So what happens? On 10-1, the shooting occurs.
Okay, Johnny? Let me slow you down here. I'll talk to the guy you put me in touch with him. But this numerology thing, and forgive me of my ignorance, it may be an exact 100% credible science that you're talking about, but it could be as scientific as tarot cards. I do not know. So stop here. Put me in touch with a guy, and I promise you I will talk to him. And again, and I don't mean to dismiss this or anybody else's working theory trying to work down to the fact base of our daily lives. But again, we have weapons that it doesn't matter who does this, and whether it's the Kabbalist or devil worshiping baby eating individuals or whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter what they believe. It matters what we believe and what we enforce.
Correct.
All right, Johnny, I appreciate your call.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Statmiller.
All right. Al in Tucson. Hello, Al.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, and your prior caller, Johnny, he was the one that told me, you know, hey, won't you call in Scott Miller's program? Well, I'm going to follow up on what he was talking about.
Oh, please don't. Please don't.
No. I'm not going to get into the numbers of this, okay?
All right.
But this is the Kabbalists. This is what they practice. And for all your listeners out there, just do your own research on this. Zachary K. Hubbard. You can go to his YouTube. He's got Free to Find Truth. He's been documenting this since 2013. And
we're talking about the same information, correct?
Yes.
Well, and I just...
Coding numbers into words. This is what it is. It's esoteric knowledge.
And Al, forgive me about this, but I think I just answered your call with my answer to Johnny. I don't know whether this is real or not, and now we got endless conversation about it. Give me the luxury of vetting this for myself. Okay?
Well, absolutely. But my point is, sir, I've researched this now going on 4 years, and the whole point of this is it's all scripted out. Everything they do is a puppet show. Everything they do, because what you have, you've got six corporations that control your entire media, which is essentially six people, okay? And you've had in this country, what you've had is a very small group of people that haven't worked a day of their life. They, you know, what they're doing is they're our whole purpose is here to slave. If you go, these Talmudic Jews, but if you go look at their Talmud, in their Talmud, it says that. It says we're here to work. We're basically subhuman. We're cattle. And so they can live comfortable, pleasant lives. And that's what we have. You know, the whole entire nation has been created by 13 families. If you go look back at the Bavarian Illuminati, that's a real thing, okay? And they were responsible for the French Revolution, which was after the American Revolution. Well, they obviously funded the American Revolution, too. That's why on the paper gimmick, you've got 13 of everything. You've got 13 berries. You've got 13 bricks. You've got 13. I mean, it just goes on and on. That's all their symbolism. All that stuff right there, they're telling you that, you know, and this is what it is. And this practice of gematria, this is what they're into. It's their belief that when God created the world, universe, whatever you want to say, it's when he merged the letter with the number, with the sound.
Okay, and again, Al, please, I got it. I will talk to the guy. Okay? I will promise you.
This is the greatest.
Okay.
He cracked the code, okay? And this speaks it all. You ever saw the movie, Johnny? You ever saw the movie, We Sleep, They Live?
Yes.
Okay, so if you listen to what Roddy Piper, that's like a, what do they call that, a metaphor, but if you listen to what Roddy Piper said about that movie, he said that movie was a documentary. It was based off a documentary. If you remember in the movie, his friend, his black friend, he put these, well, Roddy put the glasses on,
yeah,
and he was able to see all these things, like on the billboard sign, things that said, you know, consume, obey, all this type of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, we all watched the movie. We all watched it. Al?
Well, I mean, if you need to watch it again, because this is how they clue you in on what they're doing, okay? And that's just it. If you notice at the end, you know, he beats his friend up, he puts the glasses on, then his friend sees the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, Al, I got it. They live. Al, look.
Stop.
Stop the tape. I got it. I'll talk to the guy, okay? Thanks, Johnny, for sicking this guy on me. Keith Rogers. Hello, Keith.
Jeez. Oh, John, how you doing?
Oh, I'm just having a good old time. Keith, they're not understanding what I'm saying. Whether it's numerology, whether it's the baby-eating Satanist, whether it's whatever. You know, this is going to be like a Kavanaugh-Ford display of, okay, well, this is what they're doing. Okay, who's actually responsible for doing it? Well, it's the whole group. No. Don't give me the whole group. Give me the head of Alfredo Garcia. I want the people that are actually implementing this. That's never going. It's like revisiting the JFK assassination. Don't we know that murder's against the law, whether it's for political reasons, and that's the definition of terrorism, by the way, whether it's for political reasons or just because I want to. We have ways, Keith, of protecting ourselves and prosecuting people, but you can't get a philosophy on a witness stand and convict it and send it to jail. God.
Well, the problem with that, though, John, is like what we're seeing right now in the news. This Kavanaugh thing, you know, I did some research on him. I found out how he was linked to Kenneth Starr and the Hillary Clinton stuff and how many different law firms that were being investigated that got shut down on their investigations. But, you know, this is a perfect distraction. But I kind of attribute it to just like when you look at teasing a kid like over, you know, like some candy. You want this? You know, and you keep pulling it back from him, you know, and the kid wants it even more. This is how politics works in this country. It's a good cop versus bad cop. We didn't want Hillary Clinton in there, so everyone voted for Trump. They found out Trump's worse than Hillary.
What? Keith,
yeah?
What? Trump is worse than Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I mean this in as far as all this war, military spending, all this is a great big distraction from what's really going on in this country with the 96 million unemployed, the millions that are homeless, the veterans that are dying. All this is a circus sideshow like that. Sex sells in this country. It's like sitting there at a supermarket at the end of the row there. It's just, you know, magazine after magazine of someone else's sex life. Hell, Congress has been screwing us all for years.
Well, and this preoccupation with sex, you know, give me the head of Alfredo Garcia, or who is the guy that wrote the song My Ding-a-ling? Maybe it was Chuck Berry that's the real culprit behind all this. Jeez, old Pete.
I don't know, you didn't probably catch my show 2 weeks ago there, but I kind of outlined a lot of this. You know, this is where Comey and Brennan were admitted, this brought out on Lou Dobbs there, that they both were part of the Communist Party. When Gorbachev came to the United States illegally in this land acquisition by Pelosi and stuff down there with the Presidium down there in San Francisco, which oddly, the people behind that were screenwriters and stuff, which comes right back to the Star Trek series with the Starfleet Command being at the Presidio on Star Wars with George Lucas there. This is another thing about the May the Force be with you. This was all staged and stuff. But right now over in New York, they've just acquired another naval yard. This is and it even ties back to the Keating Five. The massive fraud that has been going on in this country here, the different senators that were behind all this stuff, they're all Democrats. And to me, today, all it is democratic socialism, communism.
Yep.
They all fit hand in hand.
Yep. All right. Well, Keith, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, young man. All calm right. down, okay? All right.
Get excited, okay? I don't think people are getting excited enough. Therefore, I guess the burden's on me to get excited for all of us. Ted in Montana. Hello, Ted. Hello, Ted. I'm sorry? Thanks for calling in. What's that? Let's see if that's him, and we'll put him on immediately. Okay. Hello, Ted in Montana.
All right, John. How's it going today?
Oh, fair to middling, mostly crappy. How are you?
So I expect to hear cry. So I've been researching this for at least 4 years, been listening to you for at least 4 years. And we don't need to go into this word soup. We don't need to worry about all this number junk. It's pretty simple. It's really pretty simple. And if we can get everybody on the same page, realizing that Freemasonry is a creation of those who call themselves Jews, and communism is a creation of those who call themselves Jews, I really think we could get it straightened out. It's really quite simple. It's all Luciferian. All of it.
Well, I don't know. How can it be Luciferian when most of them don't believe in God? So you've taken the yin out of the yang.
Well, yeah, but essentially it is. I mean, you know, there's the Jewish population that don't know anything. There's the Masonic population that don't know, you know, that don't know as much as the 33rd degree. But Masonic Judeo-Communism is the problem with this world.
Ah, but you'll have people, the ones that wear the yarmulke, go, no, 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 it's the Vatican.
Yeah, the Jesuits, right?
Hey, I've got a break. Thanks for your call. Thanks for calling
John.
Back. All right.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wonder what happened to Kay Bailey Hutchinson. She was a senator from Texas. Notice how these people, they disappear and they reemerge in a brand new role. Well, I bet you didn't know that she was the ambassador to NATO. How crazy stupid do you have to get up there on the podium and openly threaten Russia with preemptive first strike? You don't have to be Kay Bailey Hutchinson, but it helps. Our ambassador to NATO, as if NATO is an actual country rather than a supranational parasite, claims that Moscow is in violation of the INF Treaty, and that while she's willing to give diplomacy a try, she is prepared to consider a military strike if development of a medium-range system continued. And what she just said there, on Russian ground, if they're developing a missile, that we should consider a military strike on Russia for developing that missile. Okay? Let's put this in its proper context. So now the ambassador to NATO is empowered to start World War III. Next, we'll have the Postmaster General ordering an invasion of Iran. The ambassadress here has exceeded her authority and caused an international incident that may come to haunt us. Certainly, she has endangered us all. In a civilized country like Japan, she would literally fall on her sword, but I'll settle for a resignation. Hell, I didn't even know she was appointed. Be honest. Although Hutchinson later denied that she was threatening a first strike, the meaning of her words is unmistakable. At that point, we should be looking at the capability to take out Russian missiles that could hit any of our countries. Countermeasures by the United States would be to take out the missiles that are developed by Russia in violation of a treaty. They are on notice. This should put Americans on notice that A, we're living in very dangerous times. B, that the foreign policy of the United States has very little to do with the President of the United States. Commentators have remarked on what they dub our two-track foreign policy. And this is especially true when it comes to our stance towards Russia. What this two-track business means is that the president's advisors have done everything possible to obstruct his preferred policy, the policy he campaigned and won on, which is peace with Russia. They lied to him about the number of Russian diplomats to be expelled. They actively subverted the White House summit with Putin, and they have blocked his oft-expressed desire to get out of Syria and reach some accord with Moscow about the future of the region. This is very dangerous when two adversaries are armed with nuclear weapons and the wrong signals are sent or received. The potential for catastrophe is unlimited. If Kay Bailey Hutchinson is threatening Moscow on Monday, and President Trump is calling for peaceful cooperation on Tuesday, God only knows what will happen on Wednesday. The Trump haters point to this evidence that the president is likely to lead us into war. But who's really doing the damage here? It's Trump who wants detente. It's the war party, and that includes a faction of his own administration that's seeking conflict. Now, one can see how we're being set up for a major confrontation with the Russians by just looking at the expanded NATO campaign now being conducted. First, it was tiny Montenegro, which is a perfect venue for an east-west rumble. Now it's Macedonia, where a referendum on a name change had a mere 35% turnout. To be valid, it must top 50%. But the NATOcrats and the rules are made to be broken. The name change has been declared official by the road is paved for NATO membership now that Greece won't veto. Macedonia in the days before 9/11. And even if there was a tinderbox ready to burst into flames over ethno-political conflicts, it is this country that George Soros takes such an avid interest in. The divisions there reflect the tribal battlefields in the Ukraine, Moldova, Montenegro, and throughout the Balkan-Baltic corridor that rings right around Russia, and where the Slavic-Byzantine sphere meets the European Union. This civilized collision could easily result in World War III. One little slip-up, a misreading of intentions, a nervous trigger finger, and kaboom. It's hard for a country to conduct a foreign policy, or rather, to change a long-standing policy when it's in the middle of a revolution, which is precisely where we are today. The Trump presidency represents a sea change in the way the U.S. sees itself in a position in the world. A wholesale reevaluation of our overextended international presence is in progress. The establishment moans that their beloved liberal international order is in danger, and that the only alternative is chaos. Yet these supranational monstrosities that are the EU and NATO, the linchpin of this order, have only increased the chances of a major conflict. The aggressive expansion of both is clearly not a harbinger of peace. More on this when we get back. 800-313-9443. I'll continue to take your calls. This could wear a good man down right to his tennis shoes. We'll be back. While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get?
Revolutions are messy affairs, and this one's no exception. The struggle for power at the top is bound to have consequences that can be neither predicted nor controlled. This one, which is upending the Cold War architecture that has shaped our foreign policy since the end of World War II, is shaking our world, although one hopes we can avoid the violence that usually accompanies such affairs. If it wasn't Trump, it would have been somebody else who overturned the idols of the Cold War era and ushered in a new age. Having reached the end of our financial tether and poised and poisoned itself with the conceits of empire, the country is done with internationalism. The only question now is what form of new American nationalism will it take? Justin Raimondo. By the way, he has cancer, and he's taking chemotherapy. Just thought you should know that. John in Northern Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, my friend.
Hi.
I'm not going to complicate things too much, I don't think. But I think the reason Russia has been a target is because they kicked out the bankers. That's a simple answer or thought there to cover that. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, well, my volume is down.
I wasn't saying anything. That's why you didn't hear anything.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. And having this circus on TV has taken the Russian probe off the limelight, and also all of these people that have been charged with or kicked out of the FBI from being into the on the main page of news. So it's a great cover for all of that mess, and hopefully that's taken care of. One other thing, I'm at my computer, and I like to listen to you online, but I hit that online, and it comes up, and I can't open it. Is there something that is not working on your end?
Hold on a second. Mike, what did you say? It's a flash player. We actually use a flash player for the audio for Listen Live. It's a 24K stream. Try doing an update, John.
An update on what would that be, the flash player?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, okay, I'll do that because I'm right now I'm listening to you on my landline.
Okay.
And that's good, too, but it's nice using my computer, too. And I hope everything else is okay with you. we're getting our change of weather up here, so it's always challenging.
Yeah. Get ready for multi feet of snow on the ground, and By the way, I was reading the Detroit News the other day, and evidently up at the Great Bear Dunes, some kid tunneled into the dunes, and the dune collapsed on him and killed him.
I haven't heard that story yet.
Go ahead.
No, you want to finish your story.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to bring up that I've talked to Dane Wigington. You know who Dane Wigington is?
Yes.
He's with geoengineering.org, and he was talking about the different controls that are being put into effect around the world. And that the weather is so challenged at this time with the effects of the geoengineers, and that he's still at it, trying to get the information out.
Let me ask you a question, John. Was he ill recently? I thought I'd heard that he was ill. Is that true?
I don't know. He answered the phone both times I called.
Okay. Well, and, do me a favor, and this is going to piss a few folks on this network off, but I've been putting off interviewing Dane Wigington on this subject matter for quite some time, and it's time that I do. Do me a favor, let Mike take you down and get the number that you were successful at contacting him at, and I'm going to give the guy a call. All right?
Oh, that would be great because he's very from what he sounds like, he's very educated. He's got 1,000 acres in Northern California, so he's not a big dummy. His whole property's been compromised with what's come out of the sky. Mm. He's very sincere, I think, and he wants to keep everybody in the loop and not ostracize people in like academia or any of these other areas where people are questioning everything that's being put out.
Right.
I think you would enjoy hearing him. He's like Charlotte Ezerbeach. He talks. You know, he has so much information he wants to get out, but he listens and he. It was very interesting to hear what he had to say because he feels that we're at instead of all this politics stuff, he feels that we're at a very critical stage right now. Up here in Torch Lake, they did a big survey on algae that's growing in Torch Lake. You've been on Torch Lake, and it's a crystal clear lake. All of these people that are doing all of the studies, of course, they have no clue what's causing it.
How many times have we seen the red algae blooms off the Florida coast? You know, millions of gallons of oil being pumped in there, and then the stuff that they sprayed on it to break that stuff up. Now we got red tide that's truly obnoxious, kills all kinds of sea life, and on it goes. Yeah, do me a favor. I'm going to take you down right now. Talk to
Thank
Mike.
You, John.
Let me get the number.
God bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Sovereign Man, you're up next. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, John. Why don't you take the challenge and prove that nukes work and get €1 million and fund the network?
No, wait, what? I missed all that. Say that again.
Okay. Why not take the challenge and prove that nukes work and win €1 million?
That nukes work?
Yeah, that nukes work like we're told they work.
Okay, and where is this coming from? That nuclear weapons don't work?
Well, they don't work like, nuclear energy does exist, obviously.
Well, so do nuclear weapons.
Well, have you seen them go off somewhere?
Oh, for God's sake, Sovereign Man. Come on, man.
For God's sakes. Right, John. Do your research, brother. Listen, all you got to do is...
Hold on here a second. Did I go into a time lapse and miss about 100 years of U.S. history?
No, you missed 100 years of truth. You've been Bernaysed. You've been duped with fear porn. Seriously. You remember that guy, John, that used to come on Bob Tuscan's show?
No.
He was supposedly a nuke technician that was on the submarines. John from Barbados, remember him?
No.
Never answer the question.
Answer
he
what?
He never take the challenge.
Okay. I think people have too much time in their hands. You mean to tell me that little man and fat boy weren't developed?
John,
that they weren't? What?
€1 million, brother. I sent the
yeah,
link.
Yeah, okay. When I have time to chase my tail, I'll do exactly that.
Yeah,
I'll even take you out to dinner, Sovereign Man. Okay?
The guy's a billionaire. He builds super tankers.
Okay, great. Happy for
him.
Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed. Please don't tell me your cheese is sliding off your cracker as well.
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
All right. John, I just wanted to corroborate what you were saying today about how we're all kind of distracted by this because everybody was talking about the Kavanaugh hearings. But I was hearing you posting things like this is a big, giant psyop, and that's becoming very, very clear now. But I want to corroborate something. I just listened to a very little bit of Sean Hannity radio show earlier today, and it started enveloping me, John. Here he has on some kind of a European Zionist with Monica Crowley, a Zionist Jewess, if there ever was one, really going to bat like Lindsey Williams suddenly did for Mr. Trump. And then we get the all clear even from Jeff Flake in Arizona. Let me point out, as Dr. David Duke says, notice how the never-Trumpers were always Israel. Okay. Huh. So look at, are they getting their way, or do they think they have a better shot of getting their way this time around by supporting this pick? And I wondered the other day when I heard about Judge Napolitano taking great exception to Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like the globalists, in this case, John, are getting like a twofer. Knocking down men with the false narrative of this CIA woman, Blasey Ford, and if they can't get their way on that, then boom, they will get a anti-Fourth Amendment judge in there in Kavanaugh. And I noticed one of the themes that Donald Trump may believe this for good reason, as I would believe it if the boys in blue could be trusted, but he has this strong pro-law enforcement theme all the time. And if it was like you and I are talking about, and Officer Jack McClam returned to peace officers, then I'd be with that. But when you see Jeff Sessions looking to remilitarize police forces, and then now this Kavanaugh with the litany that Mr. Judge Napolitano has brought out, and some of the links that you have now exposed. Boy, they sure went to a lot of lengths, you must admit, John, to put on this real big theater over the last 2 weeks.
I am shocked that Monica Crowley has climbed out of her foxhole, so to speak. Monica Crowley was always the deep state representative for the Pentagon, I believe.
Yes.
Yes, and here she is. And what was she, what was the gist of why she was being interviewed by the great one on Fox, Mr. Hannity?
The gist was all in for Kavanaugh, all in for Kavanaugh, and that was it. In other words, put him over the top, and it fits with your alarm that suddenly Lindsey Graham started talking like a tough man and started saying, to the starting to put the Democrats in their place. And he, you know, him, and it's just almost too obvious now looking at it with your rhetoric today, John, that McConnell suddenly, quote, like the neocons are saying, he suddenly got a spine. No, he suddenly got his orders, it seems. And with Monica Crowley, who was pushing all them wars and the false narrative that the Bush crime family used to get us into the never-ending war after their part in 9/11, it's almost glaring. We didn't miss anything, I don't think. I this was not a thing that you or I believe, missed, because the Democrats were up to their usual to try to make men out to be these predators. And if, believe me, if they could have got it in there to where we could be convicted with just on an accusation, they're down for that. And
you
they
know,
put the rhetoric out there.
You know, Crowley was always credited with being a contributor to Fox News. But what I never discovered was who was paying her paycheck. And I think that this woman's got a nice, great, big, fat retirement. And bully for her, good for her. But what she has been pushing and what she's been lying about to the media for all these years, bad for us.
Yeah. And one last point, just to kind of maybe back that up. It's going over the heads, of course, of the neocons. You know, at the Trump rallies in Tennessee and whatnot. And yes, I'm still in his corner as compared to what you were trying to tell that one caller, as opposed to Hillary, because Hillary would have been doing all this and more with the domestic agenda.
The domestic agenda is what is really at foot here, because the domestic portion of this country is starting to wake up, and that is the number one danger. So that's got to be put down.
Right,
and
right.
Hillary Clinton and her Klan would be the ones, and her Democratic operatives would be the one to do it. Did you hear me talking about the amount of people from the intelligence community that are running on the Democrat? Notice I did not say Republican, but on the Democrat platforms to get their butts in the government? It's horrendous.
Yes. It is horrendous. And that's why I appreciated that that fellow, Mr. Little, trying to and did expose to a lot of people Dianne Feinstein in California there for being a dual citizen. And it's obvious to you and I, John, and to the American Free Press readers and Rents people. However, it's going over the heads of many of the neocons out there that there's an inordinate number of Jews and Jewesses, Dianne Feinstein, Rosenstein, all these names in both the Russiagate scandal and now this. I feel like Richard Nixon, when he was overheard in the hallway coming down to the White House, John, where he suddenly one day, right after the inauguration, turned over shoulder and he said to one of his aides, it could have been Pat Buchanan, he says, where did all these Jews come from?
I thank you for your call, Ed.
Thank you.
All right. Pell in Indiana. Hello.
Hello, John.
Hi.
You've been in this a long time, and I'm one man here in a major lefty three-college area college town and taking the masses on. And I wanted to know if you had any ideas on about how to network when we're when this state's totally occupied and we're censored out of this world.
I don't understand the question quite. Can you repeat it or rephrase?
How do we network when we're trying to take stands against all this corruption, the Zionism, the censorship going on, and being attacked? It's like I'm blackballed from even getting health care. That's how I've made people.
Okay, so if I understand your question, what happens post-RBN getting smashed, right?
Well, in part, but then also how do we network those best little people out here trying to...
Well, I, for one, for security reasons, are not going to discuss publicly to give these assets a heads up on where we need to go after we're no longer and the First Amendment has been eviscerated. But more importantly, the inquisition that's going on, and it has to do with truth. This is the subject matter that nobody wants to talk about. And as I said earlier, wouldn't this be a wonderful way for the Democrats to go after Kavanaugh and all this war-making stuff and his ability to make decisions that's going to be important in the future if he gets seated, rather than this Blasey Ford crap. And, of course, how the Republicans didn't want to look like they were picking on this poor woman, so they hired a 25-year investigator, lawyer from Arizona, prosecutor. Seriously. It's theater, my friend. Dangerous theater at that.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Well, there's something else that's cooking on the back burner that is not being brought up, and that's the U.S. seeking to avoid dispute resolution with the Palestinians. And forgive me, folks, I just caught it out of the corner of my ear, so to speak, the other day when I heard somebody in our government say, basically, the Palestinians don't have any complaints. Excuse me? Or they were questioning the actual statehood of Palestine. Now, how can there be a two-state solution when Palestine was never a state to begin with? Wow. Seeking to avoid complying with the consequences of a previously signed treaty, the U.S. announced that they are outright withdrawing from multiple agreements today. This included the 1955 Treaty of Amity with Iran and the 1961 Operational Protocol to the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations concerning the compulsory settlement of disputes. This Amity deal, 1955, why did that come into effect? Well, you guessed it. It was the CIA coup against Mossadegh in Iran. This Treaty of Amity was a little-known treaty signed by the U.S. and Iran after the 1953 coup. The treaty was cited in an Iranian lawsuit aiming to prevent parts of the U.S. sanctions being enforced, and Iran actually won that lawsuit on Wednesday. Now, it's unclear if the 1955 treaty was really that big of a part of the court ruling, which merely said the U.S. has to exempt humanitarian goods from the sanctions. The U.S. decision to withdraw from the treaty will, however, likely be used to claim the ruling doesn't apply anymore. Now, the Vienna Convention, by contrast, is a far-reaching diplomatic agreement which the U.S. was an early signatory of. The protocol the U.S. withdrew from on Tuesday was the one in which disputes between nations are to be resolved peacefully on the international stage. U.S. officials aren't too keen on that because it might require them to settle disputes instead of just endlessly escalating them with new sanctions and other measures. The Palestinians are seeking redress of disputes with the U.S. centering on relocation of the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Now, though the U.S. was an early signatory to this provision, according to John Bolton, their real objective is that Palestinians were allowed to sign at all. The state of Palestine signed the protocol earlier this year, but the U.S. doesn't recognize them as a state and considers them to have no rights to resolve such disputes in international courts. Now, our little professor here, Mr. Bolton, argued further that Iran is politicizing the International Court of Justice and that the U.S. views the court as ineffective and moving away from complying with the ICJ rulings in general. Really? Here's a country that had its government overthrown at the direction of the CIA in 1953. That brought all kinds of stuff, brought in the hardliners. The hardliners to say, look, we're going to redraw these lines, and it's going to be hard, and it's going to be fast, and that brought us all the Ayatollahs. Wow. And now Iran is the biggest sponsor of terrorism in the entire planet. And that according to Netanyahu, well, they've got nuclear facilities that the United States doesn't know anything about, but they do, and they want permission to go start bombing them. I've got to take a break from this insanity. It's called the end of the program. I appreciate y'all being here today. Please support this network, folks. We need it now more than ever. And by the way, that Front Site deal is back up. You're not going to know how much you're going to need it until you have to use it.
People write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews. But this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extend.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.